Well, the politicians have speech writers, and so they have their papers that they have to read from. But I have a better speech writer, and I have these papers, which eternally inspire me, and the best of speech writers of all, you know, that spirit that comes to you and fills you when you need. And yeah, it's scary to get up here. If you don't think it's scary, you should have been at annual conference 2 years ago when I got up in front of 800 churches and went to open my mouth to say something about a resolution that I had written, and I opened my mouth and nothing came out. That was not a great feeling. I had to step back, ask God for a little more help that day, and come back and say, excuse me, Bishop, I think I'm a little nervous. And then I was able to talk okay. But, you know, we all struggle. We all struggle to understand what it is that we must do. And when we're called to do it, we all struggle to believe in ourselves enough that we can do it. And then even when we've gotten used to doing it, we still need help sometimes. Interesting that when Jesus is asked a question by this person who is trying to test him, this lawyer, this student of the word, this student of the law, he doesn't talk to him about theology. He doesn't talk to him about the finer points of law or the finer points of scripture. He gets down to basics. Simple stuff. What do you read in the scripture? And the Pharisee, the lawyer, the educated, learned man says, well, love God and love your neighbor. Okay, do that. And of course, we get this wonderful story of the Good Samaritan only after the lawyer says, but who is my neighbor? Just like a lawyer, huh? He wants definitions for the terms. He wants to know, well, when do I have to do this? Who do I have to do this with? You know, let's get down to the specifics. But Jesus, rather than wanting to deal with the specifics, wants to deal with the universal. The universal, the universe, all encompassing. Everybody is our neighbor. Anyone that we see in need is someone we have been called to serve. Anytime we feel a touch of someone else's pain, we've been called to reach out and help to salve that pain. Anytime, every time, all the time. In living a Christian life, in living an example of God's love, in living in love with God, we should be living a life that doesn't have to think about it, doesn't have to ask, doesn't have to define, doesn't have to delineate, doesn't have to question, doesn't have to worry about the ramifications of or the possibilities with, but just reaches out spontaneously. The love of God pours out of us like living water. The love of God poured out of Christ like living water, and we're supposed to follow that example. If we really love God, and y'all must love God because you came over here on Sunday morning when you could have been sitting with your feet up and your fuzzy slippers on. If you really love God, then how can we not love those He made? And who of us is not God made? He brings us into the world. He wakes us up in the morning. He provides us with our daily bread, as the prayer says. He winds us up and sends us out into the world to see how we're going to do. How do we do? Some days better than others. I'm speaking from personal experience here. Some days are better than others. Some days I feel like I follow that example much better than others. Some days I stand up and try and talk to people and nothing comes out. Other days I feel like I'm in touch with something that comes through me. Some days I stand up in front of you and talk, and I think, golly, that didn't make a whole lot of sense. And when I'm standing in the back there saying bye to people as they leave, somebody will come by and go, oh, how did you know? Well, me. I didn't know. Some days I think I'm doing a great job, and people kind of go, that was nice. Okay. You know? It's not me. It's not me that it's about. It's Him. It's not my words, it's His words. I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to share some of what I see in His Word with you. What an awesome opportunity, blessing, responsibility, you know? But no less awesome than the responsibility each of you carry, because each of you carry His name. We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves Christians, and that means we're supposed to at least try to be Christ-like. And how did He live His life? Like He loved God. He spoke of God. He spoke of God's Word. He spoke of God's love. He spoke of God's kingdom like it was right here. For Him, it was right here, right now. Immediate, tangible, making a difference in His life every day. It should be making a difference in our lives. It is making a difference in our lives every day. You don't think so? Look at people who have lost their faith. Look at people who have walked away from the church because for whatever reason, things weren't working for them. They don't look real happy. They don't seem real comfortable. They don't seem to be doing very well. And then watch them come back to an appreciation of His love, to an understanding of His Word, to a connection with His message. And it's a transformative experience. People are changed by God's Word. People are changed by God's love. People are transformed into doing what He would have them do. What do you read? He asked. And the man answers him from his knowledge. And he replies, do this and you will live. It ain't life without Him. It ain't much of a life without Him. It certainly isn't as much of a life without Him. He blesses us in so many ways. You know, it's easy to get busy and do stuff and get in the hustle, bustle, hurry, burly of the world and forget how many ways He blesses us. Forget how much He gives to us. And yet when we stop, when we sit together in church, someone always says, the beauty of the day, the glorious sunlight, the wonderful flowers, the rain. Those simple, basic blessings are so important, and yet we are so busy, we are so oblivious, we are so us, that we sometimes forget them. When I worked as a paramedic, if you ever want to be around people who have a sick sense of humor, hang out with the paramedics, man. They have to see some sick stuff, so they, you know, get a little twisted by it, I think. And one of the things we used to say is, you know, air's one of those things that you don't appreciate until you ain't got none. You watch somebody struggling to breathe who is having trouble breathing, and all of a sudden, nothing matters except being able to take that next breath. Do we thank God for that blessing? Boy, I'm glad I got it. Because I know how it feels to be without it. To be struggling to breathe, to be unable to get air, to be drowning or dying. Not to be able to get the basic stuff of life. All of a sudden, everything else becomes not very important. love God, love your neighbor. How hard is that? And yet, just like the lawyer, we have to quibble and question and wonder and parse and tense and, you know, ask if this person's our neighbor and that person's our neighbor, and do I have to go and do I, you know, I don't know. In any given situation, I can't tell you, yes, stop there, no, don't stop here. I had a exciting adventure yesterday. I went to tow a truck from a house on Highway 20 to a house on Tennessee Street. And the A-frame that we were using to tow the truck did just fine, but the bolt that was holding the A-frame to the truck on one side went right in the middle of the intersection at Getty Road and Highway 20. I was able to get it over to the side of the road and park it, and we had to go get more bolts, and it was an adventure, to say the least. Simple things. A bolt. A piece of wire. A spark plug. How many simple, silly, little things make our lives difficult? How often do we thank God for those simple little things? I have to admit, there are some days when it just amazes me that I can get in my truck, turn the key, and it fires up and goes down the road. Some days it just seems like so everything is going so wrong that you don't even expect the simple stuff to work right. You go and jump in the car and go to tow a car that you've already towed all the way from Monticello with no problem, a few more blocks, and pow! And there you are on the side of the road looking for a bolt. All it takes is one bolt, one screw, one piece of wire, one thing in our lives. And yet God takes care of all that. Every bolt, every nut, every piece of wire, every thing in our lives that we need, He gives us. It's all from Him. Amen. But do we appreciate it? Yeah, sometimes we do. Sometimes we really do. Sometimes we really appreciate it. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love God. Love your neighbor. Love God. Love your neighbor. What could be simpler? Amen. Tow the truck from here to there. What could be simpler? We're working on it, you know? We're trying to get it right. We're having adventures. We're experimenting. We're exploring. We're learning. We're growing. We're doing the best we can with what we have, and sometimes it doesn't come off too well. But that's because we're human. That's because we're people. We're not perfect. We're not gods. We won't ever be, but we will be God's, and we'll be His. We'll be part of His kingdom. What a wondrous thing that must be, to be in a kingdom where there is no pain, no woe, no worries, no nothing. Well, nothing bad, anyway. But until then, we'll keep having adventures and making mistakes and struggling with who is our neighbor and how do I do this love stuff and what do I need to do next and what do I need to do now and who can I help and who shouldn't I help and wow, we got a lot of questions. But we keep doing what we're supposed to be doing. We keep trying to be more like Him. We keep listening to what He says. We keep coming together to be a community in His name. We keep being, doing His work and His will. Do this, and you shall live. Love God. Love your neighbor. Do this, and you shall live. Amen.